Let's talk about wireless here a little bit and talk about the electromagnetic spectrum. We talked before about wavelength and frequency of electromagnetic radiation or any other kind of wave. So I just want to, let's just look at the electromagnetic spectrum again here. So you got this range here of different kinds of electromagnetic radiation going from, on the left, the short wavelength, high frequency radiation to, on the right, the long wavelength, low frequency radiation. But in both cases, the product of the frequency and the wavelength is constant. That's the speed of light. Okay, so what this shows here is the various kinds of radiation. We've got sort of given them names here. Of course, they were given names long before anybody realized that these were all actually part of the same thing. And the degree to which the atmosphere is transparent or opaque to this radiation. So in this picture here, the yellow signifies a wavelength where the atmosphere is opaque. And there's basically only two places in the spectrum, the range of possible frequencies, where the atmosphere is relatively transparent. One is this little slot here, which is visible light. And one is out here, these frequencies sort of, you know, frequencies in the wavelengths of around a meter or plus or minus factor of 10, which is radio frequencies. Okay? Otherwise, the atmosphere generally doesn't let very much of the radiation through. So to the things that are shorter wavelengths than visible light is ultraviolet, and it mostly gets screened out, although not completely, as you can see. Okay, and that's why people worry about the cancer-causing effects of ultraviolet radiation, because there is some ultraviolet light that gets through. And the less air there is, if you're living at high altitudes, the more of it gets through. And then, infrared is, infrared also gets through, but it's not visible to the eye. So that's why you can have one of these things that would work on infrared, but would be blocked if I put my hand in front of it, but you wouldn't be able to see a visible light here. And then, of course, the lower frequencies are like blue and green, and the higher frequencies are like yellow and red. I mean, I've said that backwards. The shorter wavelengths are like blue and green, and the higher, longer wavelengths are like yellow and red. And then there's all these various kinds of radio waves, and some of which are also won't actually get through the atmosphere, but we now can use satellites for observing the radio transmissions from exploding stars and other such things. Okay, so that's the general picture. So, the spectrum is just a range of frequencies. Electromagnetic spectrum is all the frequencies, including visible light and infrared and radio and so on and so forth. Everything goes at the speed of light. Wavelength is the speed of light divided by the frequency. Short wavelength, high frequency. Long wavelength, low frequency. We've been through all of that. Transmission through the atmosphere varies by wavelength. Okay? So now let's talk about the radio dial. So the first, sort of obvious thing, but you don't necessarily think about it, is that if you have some medium, and let's just talk about the vacuum as a medium that carries radio waves, multiple signals can coexist in it at the same time. So you know, there are all of these radio transmissions, just to talk about broadcast radio, AM and FM. There are obviously many stations passing through this space right now, transmissions from many broadcasters. AM radio covers this range, 0.5 to 1.7 megahertz, and FM is higher frequencies, 88 to 108 megahertz, where a megahertz is a million cycles per second, right? Remember that? And TV broadcast channels, which at least, you know, when I was a little kid, I thought existed in some completely different medium than radio broadcasts, they're just a different part of the radio frequency spectrum. VHF channels are one set, UHF channels are another set, and, you know, that's only for a few more weeks, because as of June, the TV stations are going all digital. And then there's some much higher frequencies that are used by electronic devices. So I don't know where's the wireless antenna in here? There must be one somewhere. I don't know. Maybe they've hit it well, but anyway, your local Wi-Fi hotspots and all of the wireless communications that are going on with your laptops as we're sitting here are using a frequency which is just up around 2.4 gigahertz, billion cycles per second, okay? And the visible light is way higher frequencies than that.